The big day is here. Taylor Swift takes the stage at the Superdome tonight for her first of three shows. Mark Romig with New Orleans & Company says the city has been leaving special friendship bracelets at the hotels for them to give to Taylor Swift fans from all over the world as they check in.
They can go to a QR code and win a trip back to New Orleans sometime in 2025 to experience the things that Taylor has done when she's been here, because she has been in and out of the city several times, and so we put together a great package.
All hotels in downtown New Orleans are sold out all weekend long. Cervical cancer prevention is expanding with a newly approved self-collection method for HPV testing. Dr. Donna Williams, the Associate Director of LSU-LSMC Health Cancer Center, says a swab is used for collection.
It gets put in a tube, it gets shipped to the lab, and once it gets to the lab, it is treated exactly the same way as the Pap test.
The FDA approved HPV self-collection in May of this year, and studies show 98% accuracy. An arrest is made in the deadly shooting of a teenager in St. James Parish. The sheriff's office says 28-year-old Kendrick Armont is charged with criminal conspiracy to commit first-degree murder in the shooting death of 19-year-old Makai Martin on October 15th. Another 19-year-old was injured in the shooting. The sheriff's office says this is still an active investigation. The Saints look to get back on track as they face the Chargers in Los Angeles Sunday. The Saints have lost five in a row after winning their first two games. Kickoff is at 3:05. For the Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Andrew Greenstein on TIX FM.